So, joining us once again down the line from Delhi is Indian sports journalist Jaspreet Sahni. Jas, good morning slash afternoon.
Good afternoon. Just about noon here.
Look, the reason we're talking to you today is we've just got the news out of India that another coach has bitten the dust. There's a few stories going around. What can you tell us about the situation?
See, the situation as of now, it's a mixed response. Some of the people say that it's wrong timing. Some say that it's just about in the nick of time that Hockey India realized that Roland had nothing more to offer Hockey India or Indian hockey. So it's a mixed response so far here. But if you ask for my take, I would say that Hockey India woke up a little late in realizing that Roland was well past his sell-by date. It was, in fact, after Rio 2016 when we finished eighth, and that too because of the format, not because we played decently. The Hockey India should have reacted at that moment and taken a call. It would have been better because the new coach would have had already 1 year with the team, and with the World Cup coming now, it will be a slightly lesser time for the new coach, but I don't think it's very less, but still a year to go for the World Cup, more than a year. So I think a good coach coming in another month should be fine.
Now, I've read in the past that one of the things people have found as an issue is that with chopping and changing the coach so many times, it makes it very hard for the players to bed down to a new style and a new system. What do you think?
Right.
What do you think the direction will be, both with regard to that system and any potential predecessors there for Roland?
See, as far as players are concerned, yes, I agree that they might have to press the undo button on whatever Roland did and might have to redo again whatever the new coach says. But the basic thing remains the same. And the core group is the same, fortunately, which will help because these players have played together for the 35 players who are in the core group. They have played together for the last year or so. Where David John is very progressive with his thinking is inducting the juniors who won the World Cup last year into the senior squad pretty rapidly so that they can get a taste of the real thing at the top level. That is actually where the differences occurred between David and Roland, and David has admitted that there were differences on selection between Roland and him, especially after the last tour of Europe, where nine of the juniors were picked, which was the biggest chunk included in a single senior Indian team. Roland reportedly, I have been reliably told, that objected to that and went as far as saying that this is not my team, which is what went against him. And I think Hockey India and David John took a strong note of that.
So you mentioned, just for the listeners, David John's the high performance director there at Hockey India. So just looking into David's background, he's come from a sports science background and was first involved with Hockey India as far back as 2011. Mm. He obviously had a fairly meteoric rise to the position of high performance director. John and I were talking about it before. It's when you get these conflicts in selection against a high performance director versus a coach, who wins?
Mm. I don't think it was a case of chief coach versus high performance director, because Roland had been in that position earlier with Hockey India. But I think to not include deserving juniors in the senior squad was backward thinking on part of Roland, which was not expected of him. He wanted to continue with his own core group of 20 odd players. And even if they failed, he tried to defend them, which was not expected of Roland, who has won and who has coached an Olympic gold medal winning Netherlands team and has been a very high profile coach in the international hockey fraternity. For him to say that he's against taking juniors in the squad and wants to continue with 20 of his own core group was something that was not progressive. It's not going to take hockey anywhere Indian hockey anywhere, because going into the World Cup next year, and there's still more than a year to go, I think these juniors are going to be an integral part of the team. Because you saw in the last European tour, after losing to Belgium twice, how they came back and beat the full-strength Netherlands team back-to-back. And in those matches, six goals were scored, and out of those, four were scored by the Junior World Cup winners. So it was quite evident that this is the way forward, and it was shown in Netherlands. But I don't think it was a case of David John versus Roland Oltmans, or high performance director versus the chief coach. It was a case of lack of progressive thinking on part of Roland and progressive thinking on part of David.
James, it's also been reported that there were some senior players consulted about this, and that they felt as though there had been players allowed to stay in the team but not perform at the standards required. Is this as much part of it as not allowing the juniors to come up?
Could be. I haven't had a word on this from anybody. But yeah, Manpreet, Sardar and Srijesh were part of that meeting, three-day-long meeting, marathon meeting that went on, at the end of which Roland was asked to step down. Obviously, there would have been voices raised by these three, because these are the senior guys of the team. And they must have told the authorities or the Hockey India what was going on. I'm sure they must have, because I think they, especially Srijesh, Manpreet and Sardar, they want to take the team forward, and they know that it's not going to happen if the old legs are dragged on. Interestingly, Sardar himself finds himself in the middle of that, because his performance has also been questioned over the last year or so. So actually, these juniors are close on his heels as well. His place is also under threat. So I'm not sure what he must have said or had said, but these three must have told in as many words what was going on in the team.
Do you think that they'll take a broom to the team as far as selections go, or that they'll let things settle with the new coach and see how it goes from there?
No, I don't think there will be a broom, because I don't think that's the right word to use, because it has to be a mix of seniors and juniors. You can't just do away with all the seniors and induct all fresh faces. It's not going to help you, because there has to be someone in the team who has to guide these youngsters. That's why nine of these were taken on the European tour, so that they get to learn while being in company with some of the seniors. But yeah, going forward, the progressive way is going to be to induct juniors as soon as possible in the senior squad. But I don't think that all the seniors will be done away with. But yeah, some of the non-performers will be axed from the squad.
You mentioned just before about the contrast in fortunes and the European tour, and how the team managed to rise to the occasion twice to beat the Dutch. Now, it strikes me that you look at all of the most recent coaches, the win-loss ratio is all pretty much similar. And it seems to be the big games, the Indian team managed to rise to the occasion and play some just incredible hockey. But when they think they might have a win, you know, bearing in mind the losses to Canada and Malaysia, when they think they've got an edge, then they just don't quite perform. And it strikes me that it's not a physical thing, it's not a skill thing, it's a psychological thing.
Yeah, it is a psychological thing, because they have lost to Malaysia and Kuala Lumpur, Ipoh, where they had to beat them to reach the finals. They couldn't. And then in London also, they had to beat Malaysia in the quarterfinals to reach the semis. They couldn't. They lost to Canada and finished seventh. So all these results have been taken into account. And interestingly, on all these occasions, Roland tried to defend the seniors, which is what wasn't expected. You have to call a spade a spade. If somebody is not performing, you have to say it in as many words. And for me, the review of that tournament, which finished in June, right? It finished in 25th of June, I guess. So and the review happened only in August, end of August.
Yeah.
So I think Hockey India took a bit longer to review it as well. It should have been done maybe 2 weeks of that tournament, and decision should have been taken then. Maybe in that way we would have got more time to hire coaches. Now, the thing is that most of the international teams, they have hired the best in the market till the T20 World Olympics, and now we will be India will be left with very few choices to choose from. So let's see who all apply.
Yeah, well, this is it. I did see that it's gone out to tender, so you can apply for the job, and that's, I guess, to anybody around the world that thinks they might want to take on the role. Is it likely that we might see Harendra Singh take up the role, and we go with an Indian coach that's done a lot of good work with that junior group, who obviously lost his job not too long back, or will the Australian connection, and bearing in mind we've got David John there, we've got Elena Norman there, will the Australian connection mean that we could see an Australian coach coming into the role?
You would like that?
Oh, I don't know. It's probably enough Aussies over there as it is.
I don't think it matters who it is, does it, Jazz? I'm not sure it matters where they are, where they're from. It's going to be that person's ability to adapt to Indian hockey and Indian hockey's ability to adapt to what that person's trying to bring.
Well, Harendra has said some pretty bold stuff about how if he takes charge of the team, the results that will come out. Mm. So he's certainly bullish about the position.
He's very keen. I have had a word with him, just a few words, not much time I got to talk to him, but whatever I did, he was very keen. He is very keen to take up the role, because he missed out on the junior role also. He did not apply. He missed the application. So this time he was saying that he'll make sure at least he applies, and what happens after that, so that nobody can say that he did not apply. How could we consider him? So that's one thing. And the other thing is that I don't see that if you ask me personally, my personal point of view would be that India need not look beyond Harendra at this point, because if you see, he worked with the Junior World Cup squad from 2014 onwards. So he worked with them for the last 3 years, and it's going to be those boys who are going to play for India over the next 10 years or so. So, and he knows them inside out. So, and they are almost half of the they will be almost half of the squad that plays the Hockey World League, I guess. So I think Harendra, who knows the system, who is an Indian, who knows inside out what these guys are good at, what need to be worked upon, how the best can be extracted of them, I think India need not look beyond Harendra. But I think there'll be some other faces who will throw their ring into the hat. I think Jay Stacey will be one of those. I have a strong feeling that it's going to boil down between Stacey and Harendra. Of course, both of them have to apply, because Stacey did a very good job with Dabang Mumbai. I guess he was their coach, and it took them to the finals of the Hockey India League last year.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to boil down between these two. But maybe Lammers from Netherlands and Greg Clark from South Africa, who has been in the Indian system before, they might also apply. So these four candidates come into my mind who are going to be primarily looked at by Hockey India.
Jazz, has Hockey India traditionally been proactive in the development of coaches, or has it been something they've just allowed to generate organically and hope that someone pops up?
One of the requirements of the application for the coach of new coach of the Indian team is that he should be accredited by the FIH coaching system, and I think only Harendra fits into that criteria in India. I might be wrong, but as I think there is no one else who fits that criteria, so he might be the only Indian applying for the job. If that criteria is stringently followed. And what was your question again?
I was asking about how proactive Hockey India had been in the development of its own coaches.
See, on that front, I think a lot needs to be done still. There hasn't been much work in terms of developing coaches. Everything that happens with happens in Patiala, where there's the National Sports Institute. So there the coaches are developed, but I think it needs to be done in a more scientific way, which is where our coaches are lacking currently. And that's where when you compare the coaches of NIS Patiala to AIS in Australia, the scientific part or the lack of knowledge on the scientific part is what stands out. And things have changed on that front. Even training has become scientific. So I think our coaches need to be upgraded on that level. And not much work is being done in that regard as of now. But yeah, a move has been made. And maybe somewhere down the line, we might have a coaching university in India also.
Just another name that I'd saw pop up in the ring the other day was the current coach of the Indian women's team, and I note that they're off to play a series in Europe at the moment. Is there any likelihood of a switch over from the women's team to the men's team?
That will be ridiculous in my book, because the women's play their World Cup in July, and India are likely to get a backdoor entry next month, which is almost certain to happen. So. And Short has been in the position only for the last 6 months or so. So, and he has, mind you, he has never coached the men's team before. So, and it's a whole together different ball game coaching a women's team and a men's team. And on that front, especially, I don't think he will even apply, because he might prove me wrong, but I don't think so that Hockey India should consider bringing in two new coaches, because in that case the men's team will also have a new coach and the women's team will also have a new coach. So that makes little sense to just displace both of your teams. In fact, as of now, there is one coach that is handling the women's team. He has put in some effort for the last 6 months. That will all go waste again. So it makes little sense to disturb that setup and then bring him to a new setup where he will take time again to settle. I don't think that makes any sense.
Well, it's certainly eyes are all on India once again to see what happens. I found it interesting that there's been more reported in the press over the sacking of the manager than anything with regard to the demise of Hockey India League and pulling out of the Pro League and all that sort of thing. Just, I guess, on a brighter note, moving away from the coaching side of things, I did spot last week or the week before that SV Sunil and Sardar had both picked up awards back home. Could you tell the listeners a little bit about what they have won and what the status of those awards is?
Yeah, the Sardar Singh won the Rajiv Gandhi Khel Ratna, which is the highest sporting honor in India, which is given to the most meritorious athletes across sports in India every year. And this year, Sardar Singh won it along with Paralympian Devinder Jhajaria. These two won those Rajiv Gandhi Khel Ratna. And among the hockey players, it was S.V. Sunil who won the Arjuna Award, which was given to 17 players this time. And Arjuna Award is the second most prestigious sports award in the country. So these are the two awards won by Sardar as well as Sunil. And well-deserving, because they have served Indian hockey for a long time and have done brought laurels to the country. Nothing denying that. But there comes an end to every player's life, and every player admits it. As of now, what I last talked with Sardar, he told me that his body is responding well to the changing demands, and he's working according to that. And he very categorically mentioned that if he has to extend his career until the 2020 Olympics, he will have to pick and choose tournaments, which was very sensible of him if he wants to last that long. But for that also, he will have to perform really well, because the juniors are very close on his heels, and especially Harjeet Singh, the junior World Cup winning captain, who plays in the centre half position. He is becoming a regular in the squad. So Sardar Singh will have to pull out all stops and make sure that age is just a number.
Jazz, that award that Sardar won, was he up against people like MS Dhoni or I can't remember the name of the current Indian cricket captain off the top of my head? Did he win that over cricketers?
See, cricketers win enough awards, so don't worry, they will win it next
year. Oh, no, I think that's an outstanding achievement to win an award that a cricketer was eligible for.
They will. Dhoni will get it. He need not worry. Sachin Tendulkar has got Bharat Ratna, but Dhyan Chand hasn't. So don't worry about Dhoni.
So there's a sliding scale. I did see that Sardar had won the Arjuna back in 2012. So you know you can go higher and higher up the awards ladder.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, and one more thing I wanted to bring up with you just quickly before we let you go, Jazz. A friend of mine ran a theory past me the other night, and he said, you know what? Indian Hockey League will go ahead and they'll just pay players more than that players will be able to say no to. Have you heard anything about some sort of theory along those lines?
As of now, Hockey India, nothing's being talked about Hockey India League because this coaching thing has put a shutter down on every other issue and everybody is concentrating on getting a new coach and everybody is interested in reporting about it. But as of now, even the franchises are not saying a word about Hockey India League. And I think it's just a cooling off period for the league. And next year, once the World Cup is over, the buzz will be back.
Well, look, Jazz,
whether it happens or not.
Yeah, well, let's hope it does. Jazz, thanks for joining us this afternoon. It's been great to talk to you again.
It's been great talking to you as well, guys.
And have you your favourite team playing at the moment, are they?
My favourite team was Netherlands, and they swept European Championship.
4-4.
Yeah, they swept it. Clean sweep.
Did you get to catch much of it there in India? Was it available on the net?
Yeah, it was available on the net. So I saw Netherlands only, and I saw the Netherlands Belgium match also. But I thought Belgium are going to give them tough competition, and they did. But in the end, it was all Netherlands, and I think they have blown a bugle for the World Cup to present their challenge that they are going to be the team to beat.
And what about Kemperman's goal?
I missed it. But I've heard that it was great. If you can send me the video, I'll be great.
That's great, Chad. Thanks for joining us, and we look forward to speaking to you again.
Thank you so much, guys, and I look forward to joining you again as well.
Cheers, Chad.